This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
My name is Grace. I'm from India. I graduated as a BSN from India. I worked there for a couple of years and then we moved to Middle East. I worked in Dubai and Abu Dhabi for about 22 years. And we moved to Florida as a family, I think March 2020. Living in Florida, the traffic, we found it like a huge difference from where we lived. And people generally follow the traffic guidelines. When you go to a grocery store, nobody jumps the queue. People are a lot more patient. That is one good thing which we noted. And pollution, it's certainly much lesser. When you come back from a tiring work, when you come back, you know, when you drive back, it's so refreshing to watch the trees and the lakes and the swans and whatnot. You know, you feel so close to the nature. So actually in Lake Mary, which is in Orlando, but it's about like 30 minutes from main downtown Orlando. So this is like a countryside. This is actually very close to my workplace. That's one of the reasons why we chose here. So actually I like it here. We as a family, we love it here. And another reason why we chose this place is the school district is very good. So my son was still in high school. So that's one of the reasons why we chose it here. There are private schools, but there is fees. Public schools, till grade 12, actually, you don't pay a thing. Private schools, if you have to send them to, but I think they are costly. I don't have any experience with that. Actually, somebody wanted to move here prior to us. One of my friends, she had told us to get a transcript of whatever my son learned till grade 12. So we were able to get a very descriptive transcript as to which subject, how many hours he has covered and what is his grade for that and everything. So they were able to transfer some of the credits here. So they considered those credits and they were able to transfer some of it here. That was a good thing. You have to look at the rating of the school, which is very important. So you can choose school district where, I mean, that's one of the reasons why we live in Lake Mary right now. And so how Bong mentioned regarding the school zone, you have to be living in that particular locality or within that school district to be admitted to that particular school. Like to simplify it, you can't be living like 50 miles away and say that, okay, I want an admission in this particular school. I'm going to drop my kid. You have to be living in that particular school district. So look out for the school rating when you're choosing to live in a particular destination. Of course, it has to be closer to your awareness. We have different groceries like and Walmart, Publix, all of the necessities and supplies, hospitals all nearby. That's very good. And the airport is Orlando International Airport, which is about 45-50 minutes drive from here. So I think the crime rate, when compared to other parts of the US or other parts of the world, it's much lesser. So as of this last 1.5 years, according to my assessment, it is a safe place to live. When compared to some of my friends who live and work in the other places in the US, when people buy houses, property, they say Florida, the house, the taxes are also much lesser. That is one good thing. I had a driving license from Dubai and my husband as well. So he took an international driver's license and came here. So just with that, he was able to drive around for about 6 months till he got the other Florida license. My husband did not take any lesson. Actually, he went in directly, gave the road test. He was able to get through it. So it was pretty easy, simple. See, my husband is not from the medical profession. So it's very easy if you are in the medical profession to get a job here. Yeah, if you're like us, for example, we're very sure. He is from the civil engineering sector. So maybe it's the part of the place where we live in, not much of development, not much of construction and buildings and all of that. So he's finding it a little difficult to find a job. I think he has to do some certifications from here. Anyway, we are looking forward to it. Hopefully, one day God will open the door for him. Another good thing which I like is, like, I get paid just like any other American does. Actually, I had not believed that until I got my first salary. So yeah, you get paid just like an American nurse, depending on the number of years of experience you have.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. AMN Healthcare Network is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. That's amnhealthcare.com/international. On with the show.
Only when we came here, we know the benefits and the privileges associated with a green card. That's one thing. The kids' education. You have a lot of choices, a lot of flexibility. Kids, if they have a passion, if they are sharp, and they have a determination to move forward to whatever profession they want to choose to, they always have plenty of options and a lot of support system. There is many scholarships that is available. So that is one good thing about it. And when coming to nursing, for me, if I want, I'm already a bedside nurse for about 27 years. So if I want to move, like if I want to move into a case management or do some higher studies to be an advanced practice provider, there is a lot of opportunities for that. And you see many people doing it. So you kind of have a motivation, even though I've crossed a certain age, but still, you know, you are motivated to do it as well. We had a lot of support through the church. We got connected to one of the churches here, which is a high local language church. So they were of big support to us. So we used to reach out to them for any guidance, like whatever questions or advices which we needed. So that was a big support. Other than that, we live in, it's a mix. Like we see a lot of whites, a lot of Spanish-speaking people. So even the patient population we get is a good mix of all of the communities. I am a part of American Nurses Association, but I haven't reached out to them as such for any support, so I won't be able to answer much regarding that. So when I came in, my son was in grade 11. He completed grade 11 already, and he joined as a grade 12 student here. We were very worried, thinking it's a pandemic situation, how it is going to be. It's very different because he is used to the Indian syllabus only. And this is a U.S. syllabus, how it is going to be. But we got a very good support system, starting with the principal, the vice principal, the school counselor. They were a big, big support to us. And I think every 3 months or so, we had an opportunity to have one-to-one chat with the counselor just to see how his progress were, where he's lacking, what he needs to do and everything. And what I understand is still grade 12. It might be different in different parts of the world, the school education system. In US, till grade 12, you have to learn all of the subjects. I mean, science, the history, the geography, English, math, like this, all the subjects you have to learn till you are in grade 12. When children, they are in grade 11, grade 12 itself, they start applying to different colleges and they start earning extra credits, like from voluntary work and stuff like that, to gain admission to good universities and colleges. The place where I live in, we have a lot of community colleges and some very good ones as well. So my son completed grade 12 and he's joined to one of the community colleges for, he's doing his prerequisites now. So we have a very good system. 2 years, he will be in the community college here. And after the 2 years, he's automatically will be transferred to one of the best universities in Florida, which is the University of Central Florida. And so that's very good. They have periodic assessments, a lot of paperwork to be done. So that was kind of challenging for him, but he got through it. The support system was very good. Yes. So we started living in an apartment from the last week of April onwards. So we did not, that's one of the things which they look at is the credit score when we have to rent an apartment, which we did not have. So what they asked us instead was the offer letter from the hospital and the salary certificate. So with that, I think we had to pay 1 month extra deposit because we did not have a credit score as such at that point in time. So we lent a 3-bedroom hall apartment, which is quite okay for us. It's like maybe 1,500 square feet or something like that. So the rent is about $1,500. It's less than $80 in a month. for the water and separate for the electricity, more or less the same, in $60-$70 in a month. That's it. Those are very reasonable. Cost of living, it's pretty reasonable. As of now, my husband's working. It's just me that is working. So we are able to manage. So savings, maybe not much, but you're able to get by, and it's quite reasonable, the cost of living. We went to Tennessee. Everybody should go there and visit that place. It's about 10 hours, I think, drive from here. So we really enjoyed. We went to the Smoky Mountains, Gatlinburg, Ruby Waterfalls. It was like a 4-day trip. We went with another 2 families, so it was a pleasant trip. Actually, you never get bored here. That is one good thing, yeah? It's not a concrete jungle, so even if it is a short ride or a long ride or you're traveling interstate, you never get bored.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. AMN Healthcare International is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. We offer both direct hire and staff recruitment, giving you more options and flexibility to begin your American dream. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. There's also a link in the description. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.